Amen. Praise the Lord for training. Amen. So my name is Alfred Meng. I'm from Champaign, Illinois, and I recently graduated the full-time training in Anaheim. So I'm sure by now you've heard that a number of us have either been to or are currently in the full-time training in Anaheim. I think we all have varying levels of understanding of what the full-time training is. So I'd just like to take a couple minutes to briefly, present or explain to you what the training is. And then a few others will share their personal experience of being in the training and how the training has benefited their lives. So the full-time training in Anaheim, also known as the FTTA, is a two-year postgraduate training program that aims at seeking, pursuing believers to grow in the divine life, to be constituted with the truths of the Bible, to develop their spiritual capacities in areas like preaching the gospel, caring for new and young believers, in perfecting the saints, in prophesying the word of God for the building up of the church. It also aims at helping us cultivate a proper human character, how to be Jesusly human, right? Amen. We all need the humanity of Jesus. So really, ultimately, the training is there to help us to be normal Christians. Not typical Christians, but normal Christians. Amen. And you may wonder, okay, like, why do I need to go to such a place to do such things? Well, if you just consider this 1 week of training we've had here, how the Lord has given us a glorious time here, right? He's revealed many things to us regarding what is on His heart. We were here to know God, right? To see God and to gain God. Amen. Have we not all had that experience here this week? Amen. So you've set aside 1 week of your summer to be consecrated this week to Him. You've temporarily given up some of your, just other distractions so that the Lord could have the way and the time to really show you what is on His heart. So the full-time training is that, but for 2 years. And it's over a course of 4 semesters, each 20 weeks long. And it's actually, as far as the schedule goes, if you can make it through the college training, then the regular training is not any hard. It's easier. The regular weeks of the training are, easier than this 1 week of the training. So if you make it through this week, you can survive through the 2 years of the training. Yeah, and so just real quick, my personal experience, going to the full-time training in Anaheim was, without any doubt, the best decision I've ever made in my life. It's the best place on earth for unexpected reasons. And the experiences that I've gained there have, my life was changed being in the training for the better. And I feel like, the Lord needs, if you remember from the National College training, for any of you who are there, God's age turners, right? God needs men who turn the age. These men are not just random people, or they're not even just typical Christians. These are trained vessels, useful to the master. So we need to actually see our need to be trained. And I think this 1 week of training in the college training has shown you a little bit of the benefits of being trained, of being in an environment where there's minimal outside distractions, and you can just really give your full time, the whole day, to pursuing the Lord. Yeah, I think that's all I'll say. So I think some will share their personal experience in the training.
So my name is Ruth Nan. I'm sent from Omaha, Nebraska. I just wanted to testify that there's no better place. I don't know how many of you guys feel like, wow, I'm really sad. This college training went by so fast, right? But the full-time training is 2 years long, and you don't even get a break. It's called an interim. So But I really just enjoy being here with all of you guys. So I'll just give a brief testimony of how the Lord brought me to the training. When I was in high school, when I first heard about the full-time training, and I kind of saw some people that had gone through it, and just like, I don't know, everyone always uses this adjective, like, they're really shiny. And I was like, yeah, they are shiny. I was like, anyway, but the more I hung out with them, the less shiny they became. But amen. But like, I just really saw like a deposit of Christ into them. So in my college years, I consecrated to go to the full-time training in Anaheim, which is the Bible school that we're all at or just graduated from. But so because due to family reasons, I had to work first a little bit. And then so I went to Omaha. And then that first year, I only had 10 days of vacation. And the saints asked me to kind of like chaperone a student who was going to short term. So I gave half of my vacation to go check out the training also. This was my first time. So then I went and I was like, yeah, you should really go to the training. And then the Lord was just like convicting me because like, I was like, yeah, you should go. And she's like, well, have you gone? And I was like, well, no, but you should go. So anyway, eventually like I had this desire to go to the training, but I didn't know when. And I was working and my job was fun. So I was like, yeah, it's okay. I can put it off a little bit. And I was also just, I kind of like in my being, I made a deal. I was like, if this sister goes to the training, I'm going to go to the training at the same time. But then, I didn't tell her this. I think I said it in my head. So then the Lord, like year by year, my job, I switched because it was getting boring. Like every time I would go to California, so I would go to all the meetings in the FTTA that were open to us. But I was traveling like one every month, so it was and going up and down the coast of Santa Barbara. So I was like riding a train. Oh, I worked for a train company, riding on a train and then just like looking out into the ocean, and it got really boring. Like you think it's like a nice vacation, but it's like you can only see so much sea, and then you're like, okay, it's all blue. So anyway, but praise the Lord. Like, so I switched jobs because I thought that would be more satisfying, moving from IT to engineering. And then I didn't realize engineers don't actually do engineering. They just project manage. So I was like, wow, this is also lame. But and they also said, they said that I could like travel less, but less meant like 70, it was 70%. And I was, so anyway, it was really enjoyable because I was visiting a lot of the localities and blending. But eventually the sister graduated and she didn't go to the training right away. So I was like, oh, praise the Lord. Like another, like she's not going, so I don't have to go. But then the next year, the Lord really bothered her, and I had kept telling the saints I would go the year after, next year, and then they were like, Ruth, you just keep saying this, like, I don't think you'll actually go. I'm like, no, I will go. So then the sister, like, something, anyway, it was just really sweet. There's, like, three of us all were sent from Omaha at the same time, so I just felt like the Lord was speaking to me to go, and then, so I went to semi-annual, and then right after that, I quit my job, and then I like, basically stopped work on Wednesday, started driving on Thursday, and then I was in the training by Sunday. So that's, like, my really abbreviated testimony, but I just really enjoy being in the training, and amen. And though others will share more about it.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah for the training.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Xavier Christian, and I recently graduated from the full-time training in Anaheim about a week and a half ago. Praise the Lord. My burden is to talk to you all about time. I have to say that my time in the training for 2 years have been very, very beneficial for me because I was able to have an adequate amount of time with the Lord. Amen. And getting into His Word.
Amen.
So in the training, you have morning revival. You all have experienced have gotten into morning revival this week in the college training. And that's just 1 week. Imagine 2 years.
Amen.
I would just walk around just having conversations with the Lord, singing to the Lord, and it's just been wonderful. Another is that we have a schedule for getting into His Word. So reading the Bible, getting into the ministry, and and the things that I would enjoy, I would just even write it down, and I would just prophesy. And so, overall, that as you're getting into reading, get into the Bible, get into the ministry, writing down your prophecy, you're being constituted into you. And it's just been so rich of how much constitution that you can get from in these 2 years. Now, the result of me being in the two years into the training is that before I was like you all in college, but now after my 2 years in the training, I find myself in my daily living to spend time with the Lord. I pray to the Lord. I would just walk around just talking to the Lord. I would just sing to the Lord, and I would even get down on my knees to just to sing and pray to the Lord. That is something that I never done until after my 2 years in the training. So therefore, yeah, 2 years in the training it's been very beneficial. Especially according to Ephesians 5:16, redeem the time because the days are evil. Like, we're in the training getting into knowing, seeing, and gaining God in an age of godlessness. Now, again, this is a week. This is only just a week. You've gotten to the matter of the age of godliness. Now, imagine 2 years. You can experience that. You would not believe how much, I can say that the Lord will prepare you for sure. You will be ready like nobody's business. Like, the Lord will train you in the 2 years of how to be an overcomer for sure. Therefore, that is the matter of having an adequate time with the Lord, get into His Word, and my 2 years in the training.
Hi, my name is Crystal Manduti. I'm from Denton, Texas. I also just finished the training 2 weeks ago. And this is my fifth college training. My first college training was the year after I met the Saints, my freshman year, and I got wrecked. Like, I just got so wrecked. And I think that was the first time I consecrated myself to the Lord. And the Lord didn't forget that. And so, anyways, after 4 years in college, I feel like the Lord was leading me. But since I didn't grow up in the church life, and my parents were kind of like, especially my mom, why are you not getting a job? Why are you going to this Bible school? Mind you, my mom's a Christian, and she really loves the Lord. So by the economical spirit that I didn't know I had at the time, I just told my mom, I'm going because you prayed for me to go. You always prayed for me to be a woman of God and to love the Lord, and now I'm doing it. So, so anyways, the economical spirit is real. He's there when you need it. And anyways, I just ended up in the training 2 years ago, and it has been the best journey 2 years of my entire life. Coming into the training, I had a lot of expectations about how I'd be, and I failed a lot. And so in the training, we have about 13 classes a week, I think, yeah. And a lot of them are full of light, pretty much to show you that you cannot do it. And I realized I can't, I can't be under the regulations. I can't, have this time. Like, I can't do this. I'm not this type of person. My disposition is weird. And so I just felt like a failure all the time. But actually, Xavier shared about redeeming the time. And so in the training, it's an awesome time to redeem the time. Yes. And so I really enjoy these two aspects of the training. We have 20 minutes of Bible reading and 20 minutes of personal time, prayer time with the Lord. And so that sounds like it can be easy in college. And I've tried it. I'm pretty sure many of y'all have tried it. But in the world, you just get busy. I had my senior year, I had two jobs. I was in the church life 100%. I was in the Bible studies, yet my personal time was just wasn't there. And so in the training, I'm learning. The biggest help to me was just learning to spend time before the Lord. And actually, this time was so great. I spent time praying to the Lord myself, getting into the Word, but then also I called my companion miles away in Denton, Texas, which is my sister Ashley. And so Ashley is in the church life now. Yeah, she's been in the church life, so she's not like a story that's new or something. We both are in the church life, and we've gotten like way closer as sisters than like anyone else in our family, just because our love for the Lord. And anyways, we just got so burdened, especially last or 2 years ago at the National College Training. We were downstairs in the basement, like in this like bad restroom, I remember, and we were just crying and like, oh, bring our family into the church life. And I didn't forget that. That scene stuck with me my whole training. And so a lot of the times in my personal time, I was like, Lord, what about my family? And so before I went to the training, a lot of people said, the training will be the biggest blessing to your family. And so I was like, okay. But I didn't really realize, because people were going through different things. A family member was estranged from us. One was, you know, suicidal and depressed. And I was like, how is the training like beneficial to my family? Actually, this past semester, through much prayer, actually during the interim, through much prayer with my sister and actually with the whole church, opening my situation, opening my family situation to the church, the Lord eventually just brought my mom to a meeting. She was sick of Christianity, degraded Christianity, and donating, I don't know, just like them asking for money and all the, you know, glitz and glamour, but the lack of Christ. And so, anyway, she's been meeting for the past few months, and she even got baptized on the Lord's Day. And so, I was like hundreds of miles away. I, you know, just talked to her through the phone, but through fellowship with the Lord, the personal time, fellowship with Ashley, fellowship with a lot of trainees throughout the training for the 2 years, the Lord was able to gain not only me, but also gain my family. Amen. And so even at my graduation 3 weeks ago, or sorry, 2 weeks ago, my mom was just so elated. She was so happy, and she just said it was such a blessing for her, or for me, for her, that I was in the training. So the training is not only for yourself, but it's also for your family. And so I'm not saying I attained anything, or, you know, morning times are like so easy now, and I'm always having, you know, personal time with the Lord, but it's definitely helped in the training to be aware of my time, and also that my time isn't for myself, but it's for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, so, you know, my training experience has been a shattering of my concepts. You know, when I was a young person, a college student, I always see these trainee graduates like these. I'm like, they're so proper. They're so, they know how to exercise their spirit. You know, they dress so well and everything. I'm like, I want to be like that, you know. I always thought that, you know, going to the training would solve my problems of my poor character, you know, my lack of my exercise of my spirit, even my personal continuation, my personal walk with the Lord. But you know, when I came to the training, my name is Jonathan, and I'm going to my fourth term in the training. And this past three terms, I've been learning that, yes, the training does outwardly seems to do this, but the way that the training does it was not what I expected. You know, I thought that it would be a lot of like all the regulations would like, oh, I would try really hard, I would practice to keep the regulations, and then I would get it, right? But no, it's effortless. You know, it's is by having a daily, normal, personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. And then it becomes effortless. And this becomes not just outward performance, but it becomes our inward reality. It becomes our daily living. And this is what I really treasure the most. This is what I really got the most from the training, is that, you know, it's my life. I really want to give my life to the Lord, but it's not out of my own ambition, not out of my own strength. And the training really helps me to learn that. And that just shattered my concepts, you know. And praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. So another thing is that, you know, the training really normalizes us. Not just training to training, conference to conference, church life that I had, but really helps me to see that, you know, what a normal Christian life is, you know, and give us the normal growth. You know, in 2 years, you know, this is what we can attain to. And even like, I see the brothers ahead of me, I'm like, wow, they're so far ahead of me. Actually, no, that's not really true, you know, because what has been happening before has been just a typical one, which is not normal. But in the training, when you grow in a normal day-to-day way, it's not really that far ahead, you know. It's, and really, the brothers in the training, they really help us to see that the real spiritual growth is attainable. It's not something that only overcomers have, you know. Every member in the body of Christ has the capacity to grow in a normal and daily way. To be able to speak, to be able to, you know, preach a gospel, you know, prophesy, to build up the church. These are all normal things that we can attain to, and this is what the training has helped me to realize. Amen. Amen. That the normal day-to-day growth, amen, is not something that in the future, not something in the 1,000 years, but it's something that we can get attained to today.
Amen.
Hi, you guys can hear, okay. Hi, my name is Erin, I'm from Chicago, and so the full-time training in Anaheim is 2 years long, and I just finished my third year of training. So you might be wondering how that is. Well, that's because there's actually something called the Boston Extension, and this is a one-year program, which people after graduating from the 2 years in Anaheim can choose to do. The 1 year has it has a special burden, though, of raising up those who would like to serve with their full time, in a job-dropping way, in the long run on the U.S. campuses, or and then with the second burden in Europe. And the way it does that is it has an emphasis on the field work, on service, that is, on getting onto the campuses in the Boston area, a little bit more than in Anaheim, because Anaheim, the burden was really getting constituted with the truth, which is a good foundation and a base work for our Christian life. Boston, though, puts you on the campuses a little bit more, and you have more time to visit families and be with the other members of the body of Christ, and just learn to shepherd and take care of others. And it also has an emphasis on the experience of life, and that is the divine life, that the Lord would really gain your person, because we're not the right person to serve the Lord, but this person in our spirit really is. And so what we need is for him to make his home in our heart. Amen. And, you know, for the Lord to really have a way to move on this earth, you know, on the campuses all around the earth, in Europe, in the United States, you know, even to just graduate and they're migrating to India from Boston. You know, we really need Christ to make his home in our heart. Yeah. And so there's actually a class in Boston. We only have one class because the emphasis is on learning to get into the truth on our own. So we don't have as many classes, and spending time, you know, actually serving. These classes are Life in Service is the one that we have the first semester, because there's two semesters in the year. And the second one, Danny, I forgot.
One is life, and then the other.
Oh, life and service. Life and service. I promise I was there. I'm just nervous. I don't like. I'm just really, really nervous. I'm shaking.
It took 3 years.
Yeah. Anyways, I was very blessed and very, very privileged to be able to do this with my life. And now I'm returning to the Midwest. I'm going to be serving in Chicago.
One more quick thing. So there are a lot of details about the training that we didn't have time to share here. So please feel free to ask any of us personally about our experiences in the training and any questions you have about the training.
Amen.
Benny. Mary. So we're going to take the next short time to fellowship with you about the Lord's move in Germany. Some of you might know about this, but we want to bring you all up to speed because we've got a special encouragement for you. So, 2,000 years ago, God became a man. Remember that? This is a little history lesson. And he began his history on the earth. At the time of the apostles, the church was established. And the church began to spread, first in Jerusalem, then Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Mostly this was what was into what we read in the Acts, modern-day Greece, Italy, Asia Minor. But we know that the churches, the gospel, the truth spread into Europe. But very quickly, the enemy came in to attack, brought in chaos, darkness, confusion, and the church very quickly degraded. We entered the Dark Ages. 500 years ago, this year, we're going really fast. Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, and this ushered in the Reformation. After that, many different reformers began to recover different truths in the Bible. This is all in Europe, culminating in what we have today. The Lord has spread throughout the world. But Europe, even though things started there and continued there, became very stuck in tradition, became very cold. Per capita atheism is the highest there, even though you couldn't imagine it, you'd think somewhere else. People aren't interested in God. If they are Christian, it's nominal. I mean, they were baptized as an infant into the state church, and so they would say, I'm a Christian, but there's no reality. So the gospel needs to go back to Europe. And this is also, we don't have time, to set the stage for the Lord's return. Actually, we go back, everything's spread, now we go back through Europe, ultimately to Jerusalem. Yeah. Once that's established, this will put things in place for the Lord's return. So we're very burdened for Europe. And the Lord desires all men to be saved. We don't, God's not a respecter of persons. But the Lord does have a specific move at different times and in different places. When the Soviet Union fell, there was a big move of the Lord to bring in the gospel, to bring in the truth. Many churches were established. There was a window, and we took advantage of it. So there's been a burden for Europe, for some to move there, to bring the truths, to preach the gospel. It's not that easy. The people are not that open in general. But we know, you go out and contact 100, you get 99 rejections, but there's one open. So we still need to go. 2 years ago, due to the situation in the Middle East, there was a mass exodus of millions of refugees who paid, at that time, a big price. Many died along the way. They escaped war, they escaped economic problems, they escaped persecution, to come to Europe to look for a better life. We know why they came to Europe. The Lord brought them there. They don't realize that necessarily yet. But they came, and Germany as a country opened their doors. So most, the majority of the refugees, they all wanted to get to Germany. They had the best chance in Germany because they want to stay there. So I think it's over 2 million came into Germany, right?
Yeah.
Do you have the number? You met most of them, right? So anyway, in fellowship with some brothers, there was a consideration. We need to respond to this move.
Amen.
Because we cannot go into the Muslim world to preach the gospel. It's dangerous. But they came to us. And I can tell you they're extremely open. I've never seen anything like this. So ones began going a year ago, January, to preach the gospel to these refugees. And many, many got saved and baptized. I mean, hundreds. Then we began also going to take care of these ones. But along the way, also there's still a burden for Germany. Now, even though these ones may remain in Germany, become Germans, what about the typical German? And where's the best place to go fishing to catch men alive? College campuses. So, concurrent with the burden for the Muslim refugees, there's been a burden for the college campuses. And the burden is being acted on. And it's being productive. And ones are being saved and ones are being gained.
Amen.
So that's kind of the situation. Actually, how many of you in this room have been to Germany for, you know, even... Why don't you stand up? So you can see it's quite a few even here. And if you have questions or want to know what their experience, take a look around. You can have dinner with them. So what we're going to do is just share a little bit. This is the overview. Share a little bit of our experience. And I would say is I've been there 4 times, and I was mostly with the refugees, but I'm not exclusively with the refugees. But I have never seen anything like this. It's like the days of Acts. Day by day, they were being added.
Amen.
I mean, every week, we'd have baptisms. And it'd be like, oh, my friend came. Let's call on the Lord together. In Farsi, it's Holavan Isa. And they enjoy calling on the Lord. And they enjoy singing. They put their whole being into singing. And they can't sing. I mean, this is not a criticism or a value judgment. In their culture, they don't have singing like we have singing. They don't have tune and all. They've got music, but... So, you know, you grew up singing in grade school. They don't. But, oh, it's like, can we sing again? And sure, yeah, I mean, you can't recognize what song it is even. But they just enjoy the Lord so much. And we'd you know, go drive mile or hour and a half, visit them, and, you know, please stay and sing, enjoy. Hungry for the truth. They devour the truth. They devour the Bible. They'd ask questions. You'd think they'd been studying the Bible for years, the kind of depth they would have. So these ones are there. But there's more. So, are you going to go?
Yeah, you can.
Well, why don't you go? You're going to share one.
Yeah.
You can go too. Before Benny will be last.
Praise the Lord. Actually, you know, I had a chance to go. Actually, the first wave that went to Germany with the full-time trainees, I had the privilege to go there. You know, I've actually been praying a lot. Lord, how will the gospel go into these Muslim countries? I mean, it's like an impossible. I mean, that's a very satanic religion that has bound that whole region. And seemingly this tragedy of all the war, killing, bombs going off, everybody else viewed it a certain way. But actually, just as our brother shared, this actually is God's way to bring people out of that situation to a place where they had the opportunity to receive the gospel. And you know, and here's one thing, you know, when the Lord moves on the earth, there's only a certain window when it's open. And if you don't go in when the window is open, you'll miss it. You know, what, many years ago when the after the Gulf, during the Gulf War, and Russia opened up, and Brother Lee had the sense, it's time to go now. You know, and there's only a certain window. Actually, even today, the window already has pretty much closed in Russia. But praise the Lord, so many went, and because of that, hundreds of churches are there. Praise the Lord for that. But the same situation here, now this window is opening for us. And I, you know it's kind of inconvenient, you know, a lot of different things, but I had the sense, I need to go now. So when I went, I tell you, you want to see God's move where God is moving, and to be right there in the center of it, it's just something else. I only spent, a couple of weeks. Actually, I was with some of these brothers, you know, some of the trainees. And let me tell you what, as the bus was leaving, I felt like my heart got left behind. There was so much feeling there. What the Lord is doing, there's these saints on the ground, they're just, you know, pouring out everything they have for God's move. So I'm still looking for my next opportunity to go back. But let me tell you, opportunity comes, and if we don't seize it, we may miss it.
Wow.
So this is for all of us. And you know, the saints here will share how, you may think, what am I doing? Why are you speaking to us? Actually, there's a big opportunity for you college students now to be so useful to the Lord in Germany.
Amen.
Much more than even full-timers going there. So anyways, I just want to let you know that there's an opportunity, and may we seek the Lord that we don't miss the opportunity.
That's right.
You know, just real quick before some of these younger ones speak, who you'll be eager to listen to. You know, I like Jefferson, I really appreciate his sharing. I've had the opportunity to be in Germany twice. First time was with the Shining trainees. And that was a wonderful time, just to see Germany, meet the German people, to meet these migrants who have suffered so much, who God has allowed and brought to this country to hear this gospel. Hallelujah. But then I had another opportunity to go through a family who visited, and they responded to the call. They responded by moving their family of four young kids to go to Germany, plant themselves there for God's move, His special move on the earth, to be a part of the divine stream going to Germany. They paid a big price to be there. And when his sister came back visiting, she was giving a report, and I happened to be there. And as she was giving a report, there was just a nudging within. Not even a nudging. There was just a flow within. I at least need to go and give myself for 5 weeks to be a part of that special move. Like our brother Jefferson was sharing, there's an opportunity that presents itself. And if you miss it, you may miss it. The opportunity may not come again. So it's a special time in the Lord's recovery when a special move of the Lord is opening. We can be a part of it. We can participate in it. Just a quick nugget. I happened to be in there and happened to be able to labor with the team there, the Precious Saints, on the college campus in Frankfurt. And you may have a lot of thoughts. Well, what is it like to contact people, young people, in Germany? I don't know the language. What would I do there? Well, almost everybody there speaks English.
Right.
It's very easy to contact people in Germany, the young people. On one hand, they might not want to take the track out of your hand because they're assuming one thing. This person is with the state religion, Catholicism. Haven't we been through all that? Haven't we heard all that? That doesn't help anybody. But as soon as they hear, something of truth, something of divine nourishment, they are wide open. And they are ready. They are ready to receive all these items of God's eternal economy. I've never seen anything like it. And when they say they're going to come, they come. And they don't come by themselves. They come them bringing their friends. And they come ready to exercise their spirit. Local German people exercising and releasing their spirit. One day I was going, I was just going to read the ministry, read my Bible, and I was in a coffee shop, and the person I was talking to, he was suggesting a coffee to me. He came and brought the coffee to me, and he just saw my Bible there, a local German. And he says, "You have a Bible? Wow." And I said, "Wow. You're really excited about the Bible. How long have you known the Lord?" "I've been saved 2 years." And later we were eating dinner that night. I just met him 10 minutes earlier, and he was just ready to drop everything else and let's eat dinner together. And he told me Tuesday, he told me, "I have a desire. Number one, I want to meet more mature Christians. Number two, I want to be nourished. I want to find out how I can be nourished in my Christian life." Hallelujah. So anyways, the fields are white in Germany.
Praise the Lord, the fields are ripe. So just to follow what Brother Jefferson was saying regarding, you know, so how does this pertain to me, right? If I were sitting in your seat, I'd probably be like, well, let me finish the full-time training. Let me get trained first. Let me go to XB. Let me do all these things. But actually, being a student, being a college student, this is the best time to go. So I was in Berlin for a month, January, February 2016, and also I was there in October. And I had an opportunity to hand out Bibles for 2 weeks at three different campuses in Berlin. So I like numbers, so just to give y'all some statistics. In those 2 weeks, we handed out 127 Bibles. Out of those, 76 wanted further contact. That's 60%. Out of those 76, there were 25 females, that's 33%, and 51 males, 67%, that wanted further contact. And on top of that, at a third university where we couldn't table, we had 15 more contacts. So just to give you all a picture, that's a lot. That's just from 2 weeks of passing out Bibles. But on the campuses, there are only three local German brothers on campuses, one college sister and one who was studying abroad. And that's it. And there are a few serving ones. So I guess just to impress you that being in college is one of the best times to go, just to be on the campus, right? You guys can find an opportunity to study abroad or even apply for a graduate school program, right? During the semiannual, there is a small report about how the kind of the ranking of the school based in the world and actually how cheap it is. It's significantly cheaper than getting an education in America. So just to finish, at the team reunion this past May in Irving, there were 3 points given to students specifically who are burdened to go to Europe. Like, how do you prepare? So the first one is pray. We really, really need to pray. Going to Germany, going to Europe, to any of these things needs prayer. And the second thing is learn how to shepherd. We've been learning all of these messages on abiding, fruit bearing, all of these things. So to practice how to shepherd. And the third one is to learn a language, right? Learn a foreign language. These are all very good practical helps. So anyways, may the Lord, oh Lord, gain our openness. Amen.
Amen. So I had a chance to be in Germany for a total of about 5 months this last year, and I went to go study in a language school there. Just to get as a little bit of a background, I was there on a gospel trip last year, the last gospel trip last year, and after the last meeting, overflow meeting, the Lord really installed a burden within me that I couldn't get away from. Yeah. And during that message, there was a phrase that was spoken by one of the sharing brothers, and it was, "When will the burden for Europe penetrate North America?" And I mean, this is quite a general kind of phrase, but to me, it was very quite personal. And it goes all the way back to actually the NCT, where I remember I was praying to the Lord at the end. You know, I gave himself a consecration where I wanted him to possess me completely. And I wanted to be for his move completely. Anyway, so after that meeting, I went for a walk along the river there, and I just sat down and I had just kind of a quiet time before the Lord, and I felt like He needed to hear a response from me, and I was very touched inwardly, but I felt like I needed to respond something, and this was a kind of calling that the Lord was giving me, and He was really calling me at this time. And so I just, you know, I offered myself to Him afresh, and I really just told the Lord, if this is of You, Lord, bring me back. And anyway, so I went back to Canada, to my locality, and I just continued to pray about it, and the Lord sovereignly arranged the situation that I was able to apply for a language school that following year. And during one of my times, I was very, very desperate before the Lord to make sure, you know, I didn't want this to be something of myself. I wanted this to be, you know, for the Lord, not to do something for the Lord of myself, but I want this to be something of eternal value. And the Lord gave me a song during one of my times, and it fit my situation perfectly, and it was a real confirmation that He wanted me to go. And it has five verses, but I'll just share just one. It says, "These are the days, O saints, the heart of man, it faints for saints' work that's seen throughout the land. So we must count all loss, be won at any cost, and give our all for God's recovery." Yeah. And the other four stanzas are also very, very precious. And it just caused me to realize the Lord is calling His overcomers. Amen. You know, He's calling His age-turners. Amen. And I haven't been to the full-time training yet, but I realize it's not too late to be trained. Amen. We can be trained at a young age. Amen. And in my first few years in college, I just, you know, I endeavored to live a normal Christian life. Amen. You know, I pursued with my companions, I prayed with them, and so this was one matter I brought up to them. You know, I wanted them to pray for me if this was of the Lord, that, you know, they would go with me, you know, to Germany. Anyway, so I ended up going to Germany last year in October for 3 months first, and I can tell you the reception I got from the saints there was something I've never experienced before. From day one, from the point where the brothers picked me up at the airport, I felt like I was being carried in the saints' arms like a little baby, and they took care of me with everything, all my practical needs, with the housing, with my visa situation, with the food. I was kind of nervous going there because I wasn't sure how things were going to turn out. I didn't really know how to cook, so I was like, oh Lord, how am I going to survive? But anyway, so for the first week, there was actually a brother's house raised up the first week I arrived. And it happened that there was another brother from Canada who was brought to Frankfurt, which is where I was staying. And it turns out we didn't even know each other until we met in Germany. And so there was many of these kinds of these times where I realized the Lord is gathering His people across the earth. Amen. And He's bringing them to be one. Amen. And you know what's really on God's heart is His church. Right. God desires His bride. Amen. And this is something that, you know, should be on our heart as well. Amen. Because we need to become His bride. Amen. So, you know, as I was going on there, it took me some time to get used to everything, but slowly I was in the flow of the work and in the labor of the campus work especially, and it was so encouraging. You know, one of our meetings, it was designated for students especially from the campus, and when we first started it, it wasn't so lively, it wasn't so successful. We didn't have many contacts, but you know, we realized we need to pray, and so then, you know, we got together and we prayed. You know, some even fasted and prayed, and I couldn't believe what happened the next week. We had like 20, 30 students just come in the door, and we had an amazing meeting. And since then, every time I came to that meeting, we've had up to 5 new faces, new students coming. And I can't tell you how much prayer does in one accord. When we keep the one accord, nothing is a barrier. Language doesn't have to be a barrier. Nothing. Our culture, there's many cultures, and I experience a lot of dealings in this. But if we're open to the Lord and allow Him to work through us, He can do amazing things. Amen. He can really work His life into us. Amen. And so I would just encourage all of us as college students that we're neither too young or unqualified to have a part in the Lord's move.
Amen.
And, you know, really just go come before the Lord and open this matter to Him.
Amen.
Because like the brothers shared, it's only a window of an opportunity. And if we let this pass by, you know, you may never be able to experience firsthand what God's move is like.
Yeah.
Especially now in Germany, it's like we were in the front lines of an army. And every day, I just experienced the prayers of the saints. Like, we were riding on the waves of prayers of the saints.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's hard to describe in words, but experience,
yeah,
it was life-changing.
Amen.
And I would never trade this time for anything else.
Wow.
And so I kind of gave up my second year of university a little bit, but I knew this was of the Lord, and I really had the desire to be part of this. And, you know, now being here, I have contacts constantly texting me, like, when are you coming back? We miss you, bro, all this and that. And I have such a connection and such a heart for all the saints there.
Amen.
And I know, now I know how to pray for them in a more personalized, kind of, according to their needs.
Amen.
And so if you have the opportunity, please go before the Lord.
Amen.
Because the need is great.
Amen.
We need young college students.
Amen.
And not just to study there and look for a good education, but really to be part of the church life.
Amen.
The Lord needs a strong testimony in Germany.
Amen.
Germany is the leading country in Europe.
Right.
If the Lord can gain Germany, He can gain all of Europe.
Right.
So please, Lord, open us up.
Amen.
Lord, we would like to consecrate ourselves to You afresh.
Amen.
Lord, even in this training.
Yes.
Lord, open our eyes.
Amen.
Lord, speak to us what's on Your heart.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to align our heart with Your heart.
Amen.
Lord, if You're calling us, we just open and respond.
Amen.
Lord, we love You.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think you can be clear why college students. There's one other thing. You know, getting there and being there isn't that hard. It's actually not even hard to live there. Staying there is difficult because you need a visa. Students can get a visa very easily.
Yes.
To study, you can be there for a few years. I have a hard time getting a visa. So this is why, you know, not just we need students on the university, we do. And the university age, we know, is the best age to reach people. But also, you can do things much more easily. Get a visa to go study. You can take a year abroad. You can transfer. You can go to graduate school. So we're not saying everybody's got to go. But what we would encourage you to do is pray.
Yeah.
Open to the Lord and see what the Lord is doing.
Yeah.
Always we want to follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.